From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. There's now a second lawsuit over the planned Box Elder County Data Center. A nonprofit is arguing there are constitutional issues with how it was approved and with the Utah board that gave the green light. KUER's Martha Harris has more.
The progressive group Alliance for a Better Utah and five Box Elder County residents filed the suit in Utah's 3rd District Court. The defendants are the groups that voted on this project, the Box Elder County Commission and the Military Installation Development Authority, or MIDA. MIDA is governed by an appointed board. Two powerful Utah lawmakers sit on it, and they're also named in the suit. The lawsuit calls MIDA an unelected board that is exercising power that belongs to local government, and it says the residents of Box Elder County have no way to hold the board accountable. They're asking for MIDA's actions to be declared unconstitutional, and they want an injunction to block the planned data center from moving forward. Martha Harris, KUER News.
The number of skiers and boarders coming to Utah resorts last winter plummeted. Allison Palmentier is with Ski Utah.
So our preliminary estimate for the 2025-26 season for Utah Ski Resort skier visits is 4.8 million skier visits, and the 2024-25 season was just over 6.5 million.
Palmentier attributes the loss of almost 2 million visitors to a lack of snow, and visits dropped across the U.S. too. Preliminary data from the National Ski Areas Association show about a 9% drop from the 10-year average. It's also the 32nd worst season out of 48 on record. The association says a slow start to the season, rain events, and record March warmth significantly impacted visitation. Good news for Utah drivers. Gas prices are down about 13 cents a gallon over last week. The average price for a gallon of gas in the Beehive State today is $4.48. AAA says it's part of a nationwide trend. Prices are easing because demand has gone down and the price of crude oil is still under $100 a barrel. Don't get too excited. AAA says summer trips could increase demand. If you're planning a trip to Zion National Park, listen up. The park will no longer allow some RVs and big trucks in Zion Canyon starting Sunday. There's a new size and weight restriction for large vehicles. Here's what counts as large. Anything longer than about 36 feet, taller than about 11 feet, wider than about 8 feet, or heavier than 50,000 pounds. And if you're hauling a vehicle, the two vehicles together can't be longer than 50 feet. Utahns need to watch out for a flesh-eating fly called New World screwworm. There's just one confirmed case in Texas right now, but it could spread. The fly can infest any warm-blooded animal, but human cases are rare. Amanda Price is the state veterinarian and has this message for Utahns.
If they see something abnormal, get it seen as soon as possible, because if it is screwworm, then we're going to put movement restrictions in place to make sure that we're doing whatever we can to stop the spread.
Pet owners need a veterinarian to sign off on any dogs and cats coming to Utah from Texas. And the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food says livestock producers should regularly inspect their animals for signs of screwworm. Those include a bad-smelling wound, maggots, head shaking and scratching. Right now, the department says there's no public health or food threat in Utah. States are still fighting over how to share the Colorado River. As KUNC's Scott Franz reports, some want the power players to think less about economics and more about the river itself.
Dale Cinqua is a council member for Arizona's Hopi tribe. He traveled to Boulder this week for a conference about the river's future.
I wanted to hear how people are viewing this, where they stand at, if they're willing to sit in a room and roll up their sleeves and really deal with the issues.
After the first few hours of talks, he had a mixed review. He says too much focus is being put on how to piece out the river for different uses and who will get the biggest economic benefit. That has him wondering if personal interests are still carrying these discussions. Cinqua sees the Colorado River as a living being with rights. The Colorado River Indian tribes passed a resolution declaring it.
Some people won't accept that. But if you look at it that level and you allow it to, then it starts changing your the ways in which you think about it and maybe your actions.
Some regulars at the annual water conference were absent. Negotiators from 7 states historically talked together on a panel. This year, just 2 are scheduled to appear. Scott Franz, KUNC.
You are listening to KUER News.